The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio down here at the South Point Hotel at the National Finals Rodeo with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
It's been a heck of a week. We've got a very busy, busy day. We're here at South Point and I can't begin to tell you everything that's going on, but we're going to be talking to people, discussing everything that's happening this week.
Well, yeah, this is our first day to broadcast live. We have great shows lined up, but we've been here since Monday. Of course, there's the first night, that's the gala, and there's keynote speakers. And then yesterday, we heard from the president of the PRCA, Tom Guy, the state of the PRCA and what's happening. We've got a lot of that stuff that we're going to cover.
Tom Wells, he'll be on tomorrow.
It's really exciting. How many rodeos, associations?
I'd say there's probably 350 rodeo associations here.
That come in.
Out of, you know, there were 716 rodeos last year in the United States.
And we talked about
half of them show up here.
That this hotel is definitely an equestrian hotel, and they can hold up to 1,500 horses. And you would never know it as we're inside the casino. But before we begin, we just want to shout out how much we really appreciate our sponsors for helping us to make this happen, along with the Reading Rodeo Association, and that is, of course, Reading Rancheria, our title sponsor, and Wind River Resort and Casino, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jones Fort, Reading Chamber of Commerce, and, of course, Wonderland Signs. Thank you all for, you know, being a part of what it is to have us come down here and schlep our stuff and set it up. But it wouldn't even matter. That what it is about the people, and that's why we love our community, and we're supporting rodeo in any way that we can. So we'd like to introduce our group, our first guest.
Gladius Presents, and it's Eric Mastanovich.
Martinovich. And
okay.
Alethea Shelton, and
all
it's
right.
Gladius the Show. Good morning.
Morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good, all right.
Thanks
for
getting up this early.
Yeah, you know, we're Vegas people, so this is not a normal time of day.
You are Vegas people. Okay.
Now, you have something called a very Viking Christmas, but tell us about Gladius Presents.
So Gladius the Show is our show that we have in Vegas. This is, we're local. We do tour the show. We have played at South Point. We've played all around the country, but Gladius the Show is a horse, Cirque du Soleil, Mad Max, Gladiator mashup. We do everything from chariot races to Roman riding to aerials and fire and acrobats. And it's just this crazy kind of Cirque du Soleil level horse show with just a kind of a Roman feel to it.
Well, I see a photo of you here in your Santa hat. Pretty exciting, I imagine.
Yeah, so this is our Christmas special. Part of Vegas. We're not far from Aliante Station.
Okay.
Do we want to do an address on?
Sure. It's nice to have a home. It's nice to have a home.
So here.
Show. Right.
We're up on the north side of Las Vegas. So Jones and 215, the north side, 5636 Donald Road is the address of the show.
Okay. Now, Alisa, are you in the show also?
Yes.
I imagine you are.
Yes.
So what do you do?
I do a lot of the, I do the Liberty acts, and then I also ride, and I do a tandem act where I long line a horse out in front of me. And then I also am one of the people hanging upside down in the air, grabbing the girls off the horses and dropping them back down. And I do one of the pyramids on the Roman teams, basing other girls.
Wow. So, how did you get into, I'm always curious, like, have horses been your thing both of you will ask that, have, you know, because now you've got the specialty act that deals with horses, and you're on horses, and you're doing trick rides. Like when you think about a pyramid on top of a horse, it's almost like when you think about the water skiers, and they would, you know, and kind of moving fast like that, and you're up on top. I mean, just, you know, what do you guys do in a daily routine as well in order to keep in shape?
Well, both of us have a background in equestrian vaulting. So for over 20 years, we were competitive. Eric actually has represented the United States at the World Equestrian Games 3 times. Well, 2 times in the World Vaulting Championships, 1 because they alternate years. So we were like really big into that. But he was always the type of competitive vaulter that was like bending the rules and pushing the limits within the sport. So we were more performers.
Kind of like a Viking.
Yeah, we were more performers. So
take no prisoners.
We started creating our own company back in like 2000.
Okay.
Where we started like doing smaller events and some rodeos and stuff, kind of getting on our feet and doing Roman riding acts. And then we joined the tour Cavalia, and we did we were in the original cast of that show. So we toured with that show before we moved to Vegas and started creating our own show.
Okay. So with so many horses in your act, the training must be continuous. Is that right?
Yeah. So we train every day. I mean, yesterday we literally spent all day training. Today we'll spend half the day training. So we have about 20 horses in the act, and they get worked on a daily basis. So we are really out there every day training and working with them. And everything from the conditioning and just the working the horses to make it so they're better athletes for what they have to do, to actually running acts and making sure that they know exactly what's going to happen and they learn the patterning and they're used to the crazy stuff that we're doing. I threw a horse that had never done it before yesterday during a rehearsal into an act where I am actually on a snowboard behind it, and we drive and it runs around the arena and I'm on a snowboard, and that particular horse had never done it before. And we're in the middle of a dress rehearsal, and the horse that was supposed to be doing it, luckily that's why they're dress rehearsals, didn't get tacked. So I was like, well, we'll try this guy. He's new and we'll see what happens. And it worked. He was a little excited and we were going pretty quickly, but.
Do you guys like have a ranch here, or do you have a string? Okay. So you have your string of horses with you so you can go out and feed them and become like family.
Yeah. No, we live on the ranch.
Yeah.
So we wake up in the morning and go out. Well, to be honest, she wakes up in the morning and goes out and does the mornings. I'm more of a night person, so I do the night stuff.
Okay. So, Eric and Lisa, you take your show on the road. It can't be easy. But you do travel, though. How far can you go?
We can go. I mean, technically, we can go anywhere.
Right.
But we try to stay in North America because it's a lot. I own the semi trucks. I don't own an airplane, so if I got to go overseas.
So but you could do like California.
Oh, yeah.
You can travel all over.
Yeah, we can go anywhere.
I've never even heard of a show like yours. Where can people see, like, videos or something?
If you follow us on any social media, we have everything from TikTok to Facebook to YouTube.
Okay.
Gladius the Show on all of them, right? So Gladius the Show on any social media platform, and there's tons of video on there. And I guess that would be the best place to see video. And if you're in Vegas, we play here quite a lot. But we used to tour a lot more pre-COVID. Post-COVID, it's just not so much that it was really what we wanted to do. It just kind of happened.
And also, last year, I started a nonprofit off of our business. So we are focused on bringing unique equestrian experiences to the community of Las Vegas. So we're also doing events like wellness events. I teach yoga next to the horses.
Oh, we do
like birthday parties or weddings and things like that. And we also rescue any horses that we can for our show. Not all of them are compatible, and we don't have the space to just take in and be a horse rescue, but we do rescue horses and use them in the show. So we work on turning their lives around. So we do keep all of our shows free. And we accept donations at the shows that go to the 501c3.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's how it works now.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so
healing.
Now, would this be something that you could tailor an act like for a rodeo?
Yeah, we could definitely do rodeo specialty acts. We tailor stuff quite a bit. We just got done doing our Halloween shows, and we actually did a different show for every weekend of October. So we can tailor to whatever. And we can do short, like, specialty act stuff, no problem. We have about 14 acts in any one show that we normally do. But obviously any one of those acts is about the right length to go into a rodeo event. So we could do a 5-minute piece for a rodeo, no problem.
Sure. I mean, I could see, you know, you're riding 6 horses around, something like that, or, you know, and somebody's,
you
riding,
travel with your baby.
Somebody's riding on your shoulders and all this. This is fantastic. And I'm really glad we had a real, had a chance to meet you all today.
Thank you so much for coming. Gladius Presents, and it's Gladius the Show. If you go online to any of the socials, Gladius the Show. And we're here with Eric Martinovich and Aletha Shelton.
So the dates for the upcoming A Very Viking Christmas Show are December 6th, 13th, 20th, and 21st. Show starts at 2 p.m. Gates open at 1 p.m.
And tell us the location again where that's going to be.
5636 Donald Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89131. And Northwest Las Vegas, we have barbecue, we have drinks, we have merch. So lots of fun stuff and a good time.
Well, December 6th, we'll be here. I mean, the 13th, 20th, and 21st. A Very Viking Christmas. Thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Especially on your 501, too, and the fact that you're doing yoga and the healing thing with the horse is fabulous.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Okay.
All of it.
Thank you very much for being with
us. It's just early in the morning, you Vegas people.
No problem. Thank you guys so much.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these. Oh, no, wait.
Don't go away.
Yeah,
we have to do a shout-out to Reading Rancheria, where they employ over 1,000 people supporting local jobs and strengthening the regional community. Reading Rancheria owns and operates 5 healthcare facilities under the Reading Rancheria Health System, providing high-quality care for Native and non-Native community members. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Always streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're live in Vegas, and we'll be right back.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsor for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happens.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Redding Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style.
Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash.
Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement, featuring comedian Eric Griffin
and live band The Freshmakers.
Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss out.
Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats.
Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play.
Must be 21 and over.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Maybe like a Cirque du Soleil meets.
Don't hurt me no more.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, the mic.
Yeah, I'm really, really glad you were in stuff.
Can you let us know?
Okay, we're up. We are back.
Oh, we are?
We are back on the air. I'll be back on the air. Hello. We are back on the air. Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Okay, we're going to have to do this a little bit better, guys.
You know, you can hear me.
Ben, can you talk to me right now? Ben, are you there?
Okay. Well, anyway, thank you. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. We're live in Las Vegas. We're very, very excited. You know, we're just trying to figure out with the producers back in the studio. You know what? This is live, and we're here at South Point. And Ted Bambino, the president of the Reading Rodeo, is with us. Good morning, Ted.
Well, good morning to you all.
All right. Look, what has this week meant for you so far?
Busy.
Yeah.
Yes, it's everybody gets the impression, you know, Vegas, and it is fun.
Yeah.
But it's a very grueling schedule to go from one meeting to the next meeting to our sponsors meeting to our breakout meetings. Then we go in the afternoon and we get a little bit of break. And then in the evenings we have social events, and they are social and they are fun, but you try to attend as many as you can.
Right. Because there's, like last night, there were three or four different breakout, like rodeo suites.
Yes.
But these are people that you want to support because they come to our rodeos. They're part of that, what's it called, the five, or the not, what's it called, the group that's...
Oh, the six-pack.
Yeah, the six-pack, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing about it here, too, is your connections and your relationships that you build is why you come here. You build them with some of the vendors. You build them with the specialty actors, you know. But with our local... Like Red Bluff, I mean, we're unifying with Red Bluff because what's good for rodeo is good for us. So if they're successful, then that makes us successful. And over the years, the day after Red Bluff ends is probably one of our highest ticket sales days that we have. So, you know, you got to take that into context to see, you know, you want to support them. You want them to do well because we'll do well.
Right. And you want to, put the word out right now for those who are listening this morning, of course, and streaming lots of places, that tickets now are on sale.
They are on sale. They've been on sale for about 3 weeks now, and readingrodeo.com, and no place else. No Ticketmasters, no any of those places, because what they'll do is they'll come in and they'll buy a bunch, and then they'll upcharge you and sell you the same ticket you can get directly from us at readingrodeo.com. Very important.
And when we go to like these, the breakout sessions and, the keynote speaker that's happening later today, mm-hmm. and, you know, already I'm sure there's some things that you're feeling like, and maybe you can share with us what you want to implement in the 2026 era of the rodeo.
Yeah. Implement and prioritizing it's a balance because there's so many things that you want to bring to our rodeo to make us better. And a lot of the things that aren't, you know, bright lights and fluffy, they're behind the doors, they're systematic things like sponsor tracking, contract building. There's a lot of things that people don't see that we're learning here that we implement to make our rodeo financially better, systematically better. We're a volunteer group. So, you know, we have people problems with getting a lot of people to do specific things. We have a lot of great people, but for me, example, I'm not a big IT guy. So we got IT people, we got website people, you know, we have those people, but there's other avenues in this industry now that we need to have help technology-wise to get the job done properly. And we're learning that here. Facility-wise, we'll be looking at doing facility improvements at our place. So there's places that are here in the vendor show that do bleachers and stadium remodels. There's other rodeos across the country that have just done rodeo rebuilds. Our friends at St. Paul, they just put in a new system of bleachers last year, the year before, you know, and it's beautiful. It's covered. You know, it's fantastic. They got high back seats on the lower end and, you know, they got tunnel exits instead of, you know, walking everybody down the same exit. You know, and you look at those and you go, wow, we could really implement that. So we're talking with that company, as well to see how we can implement that.
As
you know, everybody back in Reading, we tore down the old wood bleachers that were on the north end of our arena. So if you go by any time here soon, you'll see this big vacant area. What are they going to do with that?
They tore it down after I replaced seats.
Carl, quick rest.
We were up there drilling and falling down and losing things. Yes. And
we were doing that almost every year to do that, to make them safe.
It was every year. Yeah. But now, putting in the
what's going to happen this year with that area is we're going into kind of a temporary format this year with platforms similar to what we had on the south end and in Rodeo Flats. We're going to have three platforms down there, and then we're going to have a small set of bleachers in front of those. That's going to fulfill this year's void that we have. We're going to sell those platforms for sponsors, just like we do the other ones. And then those will be temporary. But after this year, we're hoping to have, you know, a plan in place and systems in place to actually put bleachers up that will tie into the existing bleachers around the corner. And then they'll go over to Rodeo Flats, and then we'll go around Flats over to the press box area and the Buckaroo Chutes and be replacing that in the near future. And, you know, a lot of big plans there, a lot of things, a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Without that 25-year lease and the two 10-year extensions, it would have been impossible.
Well, yeah, we couldn't even go to the mailbox and see what was in the mailbox because nobody will fund or support that short-term leases.
Yeah.
So with the lease, you know, that we have in place, there's matrix in that lease. Everybody's kind of, you know, like, oh, wow, you guys are never going to. Well, we need to just have a plan and building drawings done in 10 years. That's our first matrix.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping to have that done by next spring is what our goal is. And we have fantastic people in place to do this. We have. Skip, our vice president is retired from Gifford Construction. You know, he's done this. He's built a lot of these buildings around our town over the years with Gifford. His ex-boss, Andy McCurdy is on our foundation board. John Langham is on our foundation board. These guys are builders. They're not small time builders. They're big time builders. They're assisting us in this process. So we're very blessed to have those people on board.
Are we going to be able to add seating with the new look on this?
There will be some additional seating, Carl. It depends on which way we go and how much seating we will be able to add. There's a lot of opportunity over in, like, the Buckaroo seat area.
Yeah.
What we call them, Buckaroo, where the announcers stand in.
Yeah.
When we take all that down, that will be VIP areas. It'll be stacked VIP areas.
Yeah.
To where you'll have a lot more people to house over there, but you'll have a lot more revenue generated for the rodeo over years. And then making this a multi-use facility, there'll be more events at this facility going forward as well.
Well, that's one of the things that the Rodeo Association wanted to do was make it a multi-event arena so that you could bring in all different types of groups organizations and stuff.
So a lot of the people, let me just get my mic here again. A lot of the people that stay at South Point are all involved with rodeo, with Rodeo Across America. And I know we did our first live Facebook from down at the Thomas and Mac, because what we try to share with people is Thomas and Mac is about 20 minutes by traffic from here. And so originally when we first started doing this, we thought we would do our show live down there, but we can't ask all these people that are going to be on our show to drive there at 7 o'clock in the morning because, you know,
we couldn't ask myself to come down there at 5 in the morning
so
to get ready for the 7
We're staying here. And, you know,
it works out really well.
Yeah, and Ted Bambino is our guest. He's the president of the Reading Rodeo. We want to thank our sponsors, the Reading Chamber of Commerce, who is proud to support the traditions and businesses that make our community strong. Few traditions shine brighter than Reading Rodeo. As fans gather for the National Finals Rodeo, we are reminded how special it is to have a world-class rodeo right at home. Visit Reading invites you to come experience our trails, our rivers, our food, and the Western spirit that lives in Reading all year long. Come see why champions feel at home in Reading, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CTU Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsor for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happens.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Redding Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
The Redding Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Redding. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Redding, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Redding, we invite you to join us. Visit RedingChamber.com to learn more.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement, featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
Good
in
morning.
The desert, you can't remember your name.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Hey, Ben, are we on? Just send me a, can you get on here and say something? Yes, we're back on. Okay. Hey, we're back on. We're just pushing buttons everywhere around here. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Bot. It is 7:33 in the morning, and we're down here in Las Vegas.
Live.
Live, of course, at the South Point Hotel and Casino. It is kind of the home base for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Michael, when he built this place, it was for equestrian events.
Right.
And not only does the PRCA have their convention here, and, you know, of course, National Finals Rodeo starts really the first event tomorrow night.
Rodeo America is happening.
Yeah, we'll have videos of them.
Breakaway roping. It's huge.
Well, but there's been something, and we should discuss that before we get into the rest of it. Mm-hmm. There's an equine virus.
Sure is.
It's called EHV1, mm-hmm. Equine herpes virus. It started in Oklahoma, and it's already had an impact.
It has.
And this is just, 10 days ago?
Yes. And you really take your hat off to the PRCA on how they've handled this whole situation. You know, they didn't come out and just start firing off suggestions and ideas. They had group meetings and crisis meetings on how to handle this. They've handled it very well. They had to cancel some events because of the equine virus, but they have protocol in place to eliminate that from happening here and carrying that virus to animals that are here. And obviously this is a heavy equine event. I mean, it's,
we're not talking $50 horses here either.
Right. And you're right. There are hundreds of thousand dollar horses and these are people's livelihoods, but these are people's families.
Yeah, they love these horses.
So, it's a big deal. It seems to be, under, I don't know if the word under control is, but it's very manageable at this point. Things are moving on at a steady clip. There had been some, rescheduled.
Yeah, postponement. Nothing was canceled.
So that's good for the gals, you know, that were in the breakaway portion that was going to be here at that South Point. They've moved that to later in December and checked the WPRA website to find out the details on that. But, it's all in the safety of these equines. And, that is very heartwarming to see everybody's acceptance of the plan.
Yeah, the vet checks used to be good for 20 days. Now they're, I think, they're 5 days. They're taking the temperature all the time of the animals. Yeah. They're watching the animals. So this is taken very, very, very seriously.
Very seriously. And like I said, I think they have a good plan in place to make sure that it doesn't get here in a COVID-type situation for animals.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how scary it can be. But We're blessed to have great people in place to manage this here and throughout the industry in Vegas.
These people think fast on their feet.
Oh, they do.
When you've got rodeo, and I've seen it, of course, just even at our rodeo, of course, we have a huge rodeo, but you got to be quick. And the people that, you know, that are working here, this has been their lives.
Right.
And while we have volunteers out at Reading, it's become our lives too.
Yeah.
And everybody puts in everything. Everybody's quick. Everybody's working together. Yeah. So this thing that started, but they have taken the right steps to protect the horses, protect the, all the horses around here.
Yep.
It's not dangerous to humans.
Correct. Which is a blessing as well.
Okay. Now being here. And we've been here for, the last 4 years? And I don't know how long you've been coming.
I can't. I think it's nine. Eight or nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel like deja vu sometimes when you walk through here?
A little bit. But, you know, the longer you come here, you know what's important to attend.
Yeah.
And for us in Reading, you know, with our rodeo, we have certain things that we're wanting to do. One of the things that's really special here is you have the relationships with other rodeos, the Pendletons of the world, the Renos of the world, the Salinases of the world, the Clovises, and people in our own backyard to share best practices. You know, we had a Chicks and Chaps mixer last night, and Pendleton was there, and we sat there and talked with Pendleton about the tour they gave us when we were in Pendleton about their facilities and how it's laid out, you know, to make the animals in a proper area to utilize for shade and for feed and for rest, and then the way that they bring the riders in. Now, I'm not going to ever claim that we're going to be like Pendleton. That's not even, you know, something you can discuss.
I'm trying to get Ted to ride a horse in and leap into the arena, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, if I could find a darn horse out there, everybody, but that's in progress. But nevertheless, you know, we talked to them last night, and we shared a lot of things we owe them, and we have a great relationship with our friends over in Reno. They're helping us with our volunteer programs and things like that. So, you know, coming here really solidifies a lot of those relationships. And then the breakout meetings. Like today we're going to go to a keynote speaker meeting with Richard Childress. He's a NASCAR team owner, and he's going to share, you know, his story. Even though it's NASCAR, it still have a lot of similarities to
the fans
and the fan base and we're the Western way of life, and they're the motor Western way of life, if you would. So there's a lot of similarities there. And then we'll have breakout meetings, and these breakout meetings are structured for certain facets of our committee's needs, like a lot of technical things, advertising, sponsorships, rebuild process. So we're really attending all of those meetings, taking notes so we can utilize that. So it's very, very beneficial to Reading Rodeo. Now, the size of this event in context. The size of the event here, when I first came down here, Aaron and I came, we had no idea. We knew it was, you know, the NFR, and we knew there was a lot of rodeo committees. We had no idea that at that time there was like 590 rodeo committees here from all over the country.
Well, 590?
Then.
Okay.
Now we're at 720-something.
Oh, we were saying 350.
Yeah,
720 rodeo committees here in Las Vegas.
Oh,
right?
They're all
attending
here.
This
wow.
convention, attending all the events around this town, and sharing stories. And we're sharing our story, and we want to share our story with our people in Reading about why we're here
right.
and what we're doing to make our rodeo better. Now, with 720-something rodeos here, you think, oh, wow, I wonder where we stand there. You know, we're pretty proud of our rodeo, but you never know. There's a lot of rodeos.
Yeah.
We're in the 40.
Okay.
So we're in the top 60, which is the goal of ours, to maintain the top 60. With the top 60, we get live broadcast on the Cowboy Channel. Our rodeo will be live broadcasted once again. You think, oh, well, people are just going to stay home and watch it on TV. Well, that's not the case. What's happened is it's exposing Reading across the country.
Right.
So, like, you invited people that are listening to this broadcast
right.
streaming. If you don't know where Reading's at, Google it. Google Earth, the Reading Rodeo Grounds. You'll
okay.
see we're bucking by the river.
Bucking
we're
by
about
the river.
50 yards from the Sacramento River. If you're a fisherman and you want to come to Reading and watch rodeo and go fishing, we are world-class fishing.
Yeah, we'll sit you guys up at the fly shop.
Right, right. The fly shop's fantastic. But it's just we live in a beautiful area, and we have a beautiful river, the best fishing in the world, one of the top rodeos in the country, a fantastic area to visit. Anybody listening to this streaming that wants to know where Reading's at, call Carl and Linda Bott at KCNR, and they will direct you.
Yes.
To our area.
Yeah, we love
spend the morning and the spend the morning and afternoon on Lake Shasta or
right.
Whiskey Town
yep.
or on the river yep. and spend the evening at Letterbox.
Hey Kevin, yeah. if you're listening, Holiday Harbor, we're going to do a shout out to you because we always say, you know, houseboat in the day, bucking by the river at night. What a fantastic.
Yeah.
And also
yeah.
our friends at the fly shop. I mean, you know, Mike and Bertha Michalak started that, and it's just become world renowned. So that's the home of where we are in Reading. There's so much to do. And, before we take a break, we want to say, thank you again to our sponsors. Shasta Regional Safety and Quality, of course, Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to be the only hospital in Reading to earn 4 consecutive A grades from the LeapFrog Group for Patient Safety. It's a national standard of excellence and recognition of the quality care we deliver every day. Patient safety, quality care, health care you can count on.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the president of the Reading Rodeo Association.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsor for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena where the action happened.
Many thanks to our sponsors.
Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center,
the Reading Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the, I was going to say the studios. Well, I guess it is our studios. It's the studios here at South Point Resort and Casino down here in Las Vegas, where Linda and I are down here for the National Finals Rodeo and broadcasting again. I think this is our, third year in a row, maybe fourth, that we've been broadcasting. I guess it's I can't tell. You know, time runs into each other. Anyway, 4 years of broadcasting from down here and having the opportunity to meet a lot of great people from the different parts of the country, meeting people from the PRCA. Our guest tomorrow will be the president of the PRCA, Tom Glaus. Nice. And on Friday, we'll have Steve Knowles, who's their admin officer, their operations guy. Funny, good guy. Good guy.
Yep.
But we're here with Ted Bambino today, and president of the Reading Rodeo Association. And this is his ninth one. And I mean, while it's the same, it's kind of the same, but it's different every year, too.
It evolves. It definitely evolves. And I think one of the analogies yesterday from Mr. Moody is the marketing person for the PRCA.
Yes.
He spoke about a clothing store, The Gap.
Right.
And I could say that on air because he used that yesterday. But The Gap was one of those stores that did not really change their format, and they did not change, you know, their plan going forward. And all of those people that used to get all the attire at The Gap grew older.
Right.
And went away, and they didn't have anybody to backfill that. And rodeo in our fan base right now, we're all fans of rodeo, and I'm not going to say our ages, but I'm going to say we're not Gen Zers. You know, we're more in the baby boomer age of fans.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of us. However, there's a lot of people coming up now that are younger, but we're focusing now on Gen Z to get involved with rodeo, to understand what rodeo actually is. The heritage of rodeo is very important, but we don't want to get hung up on heritage to not bring in young people, because heritage doesn't always go with age. It goes with, it's a history more than it is who's attending. These cowboys that are riding in this rodeo, and you're welcome when you come to Reading Rodeo if you want to, you know, watch these guys behind the chute preparing for their event. These guys are super athletes.
They're
as super athletes as these 49ers and these Giants and these baseball things. These guys are health nuts. They're built like you wouldn't believe. They're in their 20s. Come support them. Come see what they do. They're the only sport that you will go that they support each other. mm-hmm. ride together to the event, hey, to compete in an event to win at a sport that they're competing against their good friends.
And they help each other out.
And they help each other out.
Help them rig their animals, yeah.
Amazing sport. And these guys go all over the country. Some of them make a lot of money. Some of them are trying to make a lot of money. And they're both in the same truck. So it's quite a sport. And when you get behind it and start to understand it more, it's very fun to watch. A lot of our fans in Reading get rodeo. A lot of our fans know what a great event we have and an experience that we have at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. I invite you to educate yourself a little bit, and we're going to put together some Rodeo 101 stuff for everybody so they can understand some of these sports and some of these categories in which they ride. So,
well, last year when we did the audition for the national anthem,
mm-hmm.
we had, and it was kind of like it went out with a press release and such. We had 33 people mm-hmm. audition, and many of them were young. And the beautiful thing about that is that, again, you're trying to reach out to have the families come. Some of those gals, one of the gals last year, you were generously gave tickets to her family because she was singing the national anthem, had never been to a rodeo. And they just went away as fans. So, you know, it takes one to get 10. One fan to, like, turn on 10 people.
Yep.
And you're right about the younger generation, because you guys are out there, like you said, you're a fathers and grandfathers mm-hmm. out there, whitewashing and cleaning and spray painting and doing all those things.
Yeah.
And so what we love is that some of the, like the breakout yesterday was talking about tradition is mm-hmm. important,
mm-hmm.
and also that the rodeo is still one place that you can go to. You can't say that necessarily with the NFL, but rodeo, you know, you can take your family and never be embarrassed about something that's said or seen.
Exactly. You know, and I talked about Richard Childress today as a keynote with NASCAR. NASCAR and rodeo are, I believe, the only two sports, and I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure of this, that pray and sing the national anthem all in unison, right, one right after the other. That's pretty special. That means it's family friendly. If you're not a believer, you certainly can get the message from the prayer, whatever it is. You know, so you know you're in a safe environment with your family to bring your whole family to enjoy a local event that's very successful.
And let's not forget that Wednesday, what you've brought here in the last, this will be the third year, that the Rancheria and Wind River and the Native American Night and the dancing that they do. So I love that you have brought that in, because, of course, when we were at Pendleton, that is a huge theme in that rodeo, and I love how you guys now in the Reading Rodeo has embraced having Native American Night.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because one of the big rodeos in California, the Salinas Rodeo down there, asked me last year. I spoke about our sponsorships, and one of their people asked me what's our most unique sponsor that we have, and obviously the Rancheria is probably our most unique, and I spoke about that. Well, now they want me to come back down this year and speak to their group about how we coincide with the Rancheria and the community. And I said, well, our relationship is such to where I think, and I hope Maria's listening, because I haven't even talked to her about this, but I will invite her to go with me down to Salinas, and she probably will go and speak with them on the behalf of the Reading Rodeo and rodeo in general, on what our relationship means in our community, so they can utilize that in Salinas. Now, you spoke about Pendleton, Ellensburg in Washington.
Yeah.
A lot of these rodeos are taking the heritage from the indigenous people and their history and putting that together with rodeo, because they came across the West together.
Yeah.
And they were fighting against each other the whole time, and now we're in unison. And it's a very special bond that we have growing together. Ours is a little bit more special, I would like to say, because I talk about being 50 yards from the river, our facility. Well, we're 50 yards from Indian burial grounds, from the first settlers that came into Shasta County area. There's burial grounds along that river that are very special to these people, and they bless our grounds knowing that. And so it's quite a relationship that we feel very in tune with and right. very blessed to have.
And yeah, thank you. Shout out to Jack and Tracy and Maria and the whole gang, because they're forward thinking and yep. they're constantly growing.
Yeah.
And so are you, and so yeah. are we. So I feel like it's a really good union.
Each year, Stillwater Powwow is now at the rodeo arena, and it's perfect for them. They're very happy that we have this relationship with them. And I can't, you know, it's, and how we've melded the Native American culture into the rodeo on Wednesday night, which is Native American Appreciation Night, and the dancers coming out and sharing with our audience. And but if you watch the other ones in Ellensburg, they have a procession that comes down the hill, all Native Americans, and comes into the arena. The same thing at Pendleton.
Yeah.
So I think people are, you know, they're starting to recognize this. And Redding Rodeo is one of the leaders in this.
Yeah, we're proud of it.
We should be. Okay, so what do you think? Okay, we got just a few minutes left, Ted. Appreciate you being here with us. So today you're going to be listening to the guest speaker today. And then what happens the rest of today?
There's more breakout meetings. They have 2-hour sessions. They have, like six for each 2 hours.
Right.
And so you try to pick the ones that are best for you.
Right.
And our committee members are going to ones that are best for them. So then we'll convene about all of this next week and take notes and, you know, what do we want to implement? What do we want to prioritize? What's good for us? What did we learn? All that's going to be happening. We don't just go back and start talking about all the good times. There's good times here, but there's more work than there is good times. I will say that.
And there's one that's on equine safety and health and the, current standards. As well as the media breakout. So we've attended them at these meetings in the past, and they're so informational and they're so up to date. Yes. And it's just like anything else. Laws change, growth is happening, PRCA. Yep. And what it is to have standing in the PRCA. Can you tell us briefly about what it is to have standing in the PRCA?
For the standings are all based on last year's payout. So is the money that we pay the cowboys in each event is based on the entry fee that they pay plus what they call added money. So we do added money to each one of our events, and that puts us into a category based on last year. So this year we're shooting to be in the low 40s. You need to be in the 60s to have live broadcast with Cowboy Channel. And I spoke briefly earlier about what that means to us, is we're going to be broadcasted live on the Cowboy Channel nationwide. Is that a big deal to some? It is. For our advertisers, we're local, so we want our advertisers to get national recognition. It's more of a, wow, look at us on national TV than it is that's going to be driving people to it. But our sponsors are probably our most important people in this whole process, because it gives us validity and it gives us credibility on where we stand against 720 something rodeos, that we're doing something right. And we've done something right with our heritage and our tradition over the years to get to this point. So very special for us to be there. A lot of work to stay there, because you have to have the funds to do that. But back to our sponsors. You know, we have fantastic sponsors, and I'd be hard pressed not to mention, you know, Sierra Pacific is such a big part of our rodeo. Red and his gang has just been fabulous to us over the years, and they're part of our local history, right? With the lumber industry.
Sure.
And
sure.
Then you have, you know, many, many, many other sponsors. We don't have time to name all 135 of them. But
let me break in just for a second. Is that Ted has played a major part in the sponsors, and every year more sponsors want to come on, and that's because they see what the Reading Rodeo is, and they want to be part of it.
Very true.
Hey, Ted, we have run out of time.
I appreciate
the time. Thank you so much for being with us. And next May.
And we're here to support the Reading Rodeo and the Rodeo Way of Life, Cowboy Code. And what better way as well to thank one of our sponsors, Jones Fort, who is a gun shop selling all your favorite gun makes, Ruger, Weatherby Smith, Wesson Glock, Sig, and much, much more, because we all know shooting is a way of the Western life as well for us.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, bots. We're gonna take a break from the news, and we'll be right back with Chicks and Chaps.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. The Trump administration is pausing all immigration applications from those from 19 countries.
The pause puts on hold a wide range of immigration-related decisions, such as green card applications or naturalizations for immigrants from 19 countries that the Trump administration has described as high risk. Earlier this year, people from those countries were banned from U.S. travel. This latest crackdown is part of the president's sweeping immigration changes in the wake of last week's shooting of two National Guard troops by an Afghan national. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Tennessee.
I am humbled beyond belief to stand before you tonight as your next representative.
Republican Matt Van Epps, winner of a special election for a seat in the U.S. House from Middle Tennessee's 7th District.
To President Donald J. Trump, thank you, sir. Your endorsement made the difference, and I will never forget it.
Van Epps defeated Democrat Afton Bain to keep that seat in GOP hands. President Trump is pardoning Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife in a federal bribery and conspiracy case. Mr. Trump citing what he calls a weaponized justice system under then-President Biden. While describing the U.S.-Russia talks as constructive, a top Kremlin aide says there have been no breakthroughs toward ending the war in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin met yesterday with U.S. presidential envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner at the Kremlin. Not guilty, the plea entered on behalf of the Afghan national charged with murder and assault for last month's shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. First big snowstorm of the season left up to a foot of snow on the ground in some parts of the Northeast. That storm's impact was felt from Ohio all the way up into Maine. Wall Street, the Dow up 171 points, NASDAQ ahead 10. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just how good is Pure Talk's current deal for unlimited wireless? Well, you might say it's the deal of your lifetime. Because right now, for just $29.95 a month, Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for life. Not your phone's life, your life. This is Pure Talk's top-tier plan. It comes with a crazy-fast 5G network along with a 30-gig hotspot. And at just $29.95 a month, there has never been a better opportunity to lock in a ridiculously low rate for as long as you live. And save thousands and thousands of dollars along the way. This plan is normally $65 a month, but if you switch today, you will save over 50% every single month for the rest of your life. See what I mean? It really is the deal of your lifetime. Dial #250, say micro. Offer ends 12/7. Some restrictions apply. Details at puretalk.com.
A year after a coup attempt in South Korea, the country's president says there's much to do to make sure it cannot happen again. He says an investigation into the insurrection continues.
He said that he will make December 3rd the national holiday so that people in the next generation can remember how the Korean people had valiantly fought to keep the democracy. And he said that South Korean people also deserve the Nobel Peace Prize for their valiant effort. At the same time, he changed gear a little bit, saying that there needs to be a harsh punishment against what he described as the designers of the coup d'etat.
The BBC's Jay Kwan in Seoul. Israel says partial remains returned by terrorists earlier this week do not match the hostages remaining in Gaza. The missing remains threaten to stall the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in its first phase, but Israel is also promising to open the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt in the coming days. Townhall.com. Talk about high egg prices. This one, a rare Fabergé egg crafted for Russia's royal family, has sold for more than $30 million.
The egg auction by Christie's in London on Tuesday was just one of seven remaining in private hands. It's made from rock crystal with a snowflake motif of platinum and 4,500 tiny diamonds. It opens to reveal a basket of jeweled quartz flowers. The egg was commissioned by Tsar Nicholas II in 1913 as a present for his mother. It changed hands several times and was believed lost until it was auctioned in 1994. It shattered the previous record of $18.5 million paid for another Fabergé egg in 2007. Keith Peters, Washington.
Discount retailer Costco is going to court. Costco is demanding refunds for higher tariffs it has paid. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Okay, I've got us all muted. Now I'm going to unmute us here. Okay, good morning. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at South Point Hotel and Resort and Casino down here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're here, of course, because of the National Finals Rodeo that we try to cover every year.
Yep, and broadcasting live.
Broadcasting live, right? Early in the morning.
Ooh. It's a lot to ask people to get up because guess what? I mean, it's event after event after event. And later on, you're going to hear. We're right outside the main arena that's going to be happening in the Cinch Christmas show. So you're going to see we're going to be, you know, not competing against that. That's what's great about us being here at 7 and 9 a.m. this morning, today, tomorrow, as well as Friday. And so far we've had a great specialty act this morning on that's called Gladius. Presents a very Viking Christmas. This is a specialty act. They're doing a Christmas show here in Vegas, and they're incredible. Hopefully one day we'll get to see them come to Vegas. And we've also had the president of the Reading Rodeo on, Ted Bambino, in the first hour.
And, you know, and what Ted covered was, you know, why we come here. There's over 700 committees that are here for this convention, where the PRCA gives a state of the rodeo for nationally. And all of these organizations are here. It could be two of them. It could be 12 of them. Who knows? And then there's all these breakout sessions where they're discussing everything from media to animal health, animal handling, and now a lot into IT and sharing the word. Ted also talked about, the future of the Reading Rodeo and what we want to do out there and, replacing a lot of the stands. Putting new events out there, new areas out there so people can enjoy themselves more and all of that.
And
but
also,
now,
we want to start off first also by thanking,
our sponsors.
While we talk about Reading Rancheria and, how we do Native American Night, and we thank them for, Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino for, being our title sponsor here. Reading Rancheria Cultural Celebration is important to us, and Native American Night at the Rodeo is one of our favorite annual traditions. With our partners at the Reading Rodeo, they're committed to expanding healthcare access, offering services that include medical, dental, behavioral health, and wellness programs. And now when we move forward to our next guest, we're talking about something near and dear to my heart, and that's Chicks and Chaps. And the founders are here this morning. Thanks for coming so early. We have Kristen Cooper, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, and Kyle, hi.
Good morning.
I know you guys
are
going to be sharing a microphone. So,
yeah,
but thank you so much, and thank you for last night. You had a breakout, you know, room that you were celebrating along with, was it Pendleton? Who else was in the room?
Well, we had Sankey Pro Rodeo and Phenom Genetics, and Matt Sharpien's Bull Magic Touch was voted Bull of the Year. So it was kind of a celebration of Magic Touch. And that award in conjunction with Chicks and Chaps and given us an opportunity to talk to a lot of rodeo committees. So it was a great time last night. It goes so fast.
I
mean, it's like 2 hours and it's just
boom
crazy.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And we know that, Chicks and Chaps is part of the Reading Rodeo, and we this year we're kind of moving it. So, Kirsten, tell us a little bit. Like, we're going to start all over. Like, tell us a little bit about Chicks and Chaps and how you started it, the founding part of it, out of Montana.
Okay, yeah, Chicks and Chaps started in Missoula, Montana, which is where we are from, in 2008. So, gosh, we're getting close to 20 years already. Yeah.
That'll be another belt buckle celebrating yes, 20 years.
Yes, that'll be awesome. I hadn't thought about that. And it started out of, a desire to help people in our community. So the money raised at Chicks and Chaps events stays in the community mm-hmm. in which it was raised. And we have a lot of other programs in, Montana that we raise money and give back to the individuals. We have a pink garbage cart program. We have a Montana license plate. Those are ways that we're able then to just write checks directly to individuals that are impacted by breast cancer. But these Chicks and Chaps events are partnered with Rodeo. So we kind of do a ladies' day out situation where we teach women about the sport of rodeo, bring in stock contractors, the announcer, the clown, get them involved, get the ladies out in the dirt learning about what is actually going on when they're watching a rodeo. But really the true spirit of the event is to bring people together in a show of support for the people in their community that have breast cancer.
Yeah. So, and it started in 2008. So Kyle.
Yeah. At the time I was the chair of the Missoula Stampede Rodeo and my wife had been diagnosed with breast cancer in 05. And so we had been through the chemo and all of the treatment and travel and expense and, got to thinking kind of when we got through that, and my wife is coming today, by the way, she's just eclipsed 20 years, of her breast cancer. So looking forward to having her down here. But, you know, what if we had great insurance and still had to pay a pile of money. So it was like, what do people do that aren't that fortunate? And so that's kind of the motivation behind it is to help people.
You've heard that on many occasions about people, men and women, that have gone through, are going through chemo, radiation, whatever, and they have excellent insurance. But there seems to be something that happens where there could be a hole in time to catch up with getting paid for in coverage. And so that is what has really driven myself and I know our Chicks and Chaps committee and our local Reading Chicks and Chaps is the fact that when you think about putting your time and effort into something that you believe in and you know the money's going to stay local for a situation like that, it could be a gas card, whatever it is,
right.
You're just there to be able to help those people in need. And so even there you go. I mean, it was just like a ditto on what you were saying as far as mm-hmm. you got great insurance, but even right. some of it wasn't covered.
Yeah, and a lot of insurance, you know, they cover a lot, but they don't cover 100% all the time. And now anymore with deductibles and as high as they are and all of that kind of stuff, it's just like, you know, I mean, we make a small impact in people's lives. It's not necessarily probably life-changing. We're a small nonprofit. I wish we had several million dollars we could to play with, but we don't. But, you know, it's just really showing support.
But you started like a cultural thing, kind of like Chicks and Chaps is a Kirsten, wouldn't you say that it's kind of, it's like vibey and cute, but it's meaningful.
Yeah. And I think that that's why people like these events so much. And the other part about it, and I know this about Reading for sure, because I've been able to come to the event a couple times and meet a lot of people there, is that usually these communities rally behind this cause as well. So as far as sponsorships and all of those things go, you guys have really great community buy-in. And I think that that's really important. And we see it in Missoula. People ask, we weren't able to have an event. Was that 2 years ago? Cause our fairgrounds was being remodeled and they didn't have space for us. And I mean, people were calling us and, you know, stopping us on the street, wondering like, oh, what's happening? Why aren't you having an event? Like, people look forward to it all year. So,
well, you know, for me, Chicks and Chaps, it just seems like me, it's been around longer than 20 years. I don't know why, you know, but maybe it's because of, you know, being associated with rodeo. And the thing about it is, I notice, you know, insurance doesn't always pay, but also the money that's risen or that you have obtained, a lot of times will go to people right at the early stages of this. And I think one of the big things is for the, you know, for people that have cancer is no, they're not in this alone. There's a group of people that are there, going to be there to help.
Yeah.
And I think that's real important.
Yes. And I think, you know, we always have a lot of survivors at our event or people who are going through maybe their breast cancer journey, and they usually get to walk away feeling like they have this big community of support.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like a big party for them in the fact we've got your back, we hear you, we support you, we understand you. Let's enjoy, you know, what it's called, chicks and chaps. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show and our sponsor for this event
is the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Works every day to make our community a place for families and businesses thrive. One of the best examples of our community spirit is the Reading Rodeo, a tradition that brings people together and showcases our Western heritage. Visit Reading and encourages you to plan your next getaway and experience for everything our region offers. It's a Reading Chamber of Commerce, and we'll be right back.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments. Make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker. It's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsors for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happens.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Reading Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Port, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. 5 winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
And we're back, guys. What's going on?
Okay. Hey, I didn't hear any music. I was sitting here all ready for it.
I'm just pointing. We're unmuted.
Okay, we all right?
You sound great.
Okay, good. Hey, we're here at the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo. And we've had a wonderful group of guests, and it's going to get and grow all week. However, we're here with Chicks and Chaps and the founders of Chicks and Chaps out of
Montana.
Montana. What part?
Missoula.
Missoula.
So Western, yeah.
So is that a nice place?
I mean, it was.
Okay. It's, you know what? You all happening? Are the same thing that's happening to,
growing
to
with
Bozeman
a,
and Sheridan and Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Idaho. Is you're starting to see a lot of East Coast.
You used to be able to hear crickets. Now you hear cars.
East Coast and West Coast license plates.
Yep. Texas.
Yeah. Sorry, what?
And Texas license plate.
Texas.
If you come to Montana, you're going to think that Texas is empty. Every other license plate is a Texas license plate.
Oh. Is it because of spending summers up there? And or something like that?
I don't know.
Anyway. So,
Who are we here with?
So, Kyle, tell us your last name again.
Stensrud.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, Kyle S.
Yep, Kyle S.
Yeah, Kyle S. Yeah.
Amongst many other names, but we'll stick with that for now.
You know, it's really interesting. We talked last night about, you know, that you come here, there's 16 chapters, with, that means 16 different rodeos, and that you, people come to, this big convention and the breakout rooms because it's nice to be able to take your, what you guys have created and bring another chapter into another rodeo. And we're really blessed that in Reading, because people hear me talk about chicks and chaps all the time. And so what would you say, like, an mission statement for those tuning in right now or just hearing about chicks and chaps or hear about this event? What is it about? What is it, you know, what do you really do? You know, the money stays local. We are doing it May 2nd. We need to put that out there. It is part of the rodeo, and this is what we do. We're kicking it off a little early this year, and we're doing it at the Senior Center, and we probably can get up to about 300 seats this time, as opposed to maybe 75 to 90, which have been on the rodeo grounds.
Yeah.
And because many of the...
Well, last year, last year they sold out at over 200.
Well, we had a waiting list.
And they had a waiting list, so they keep moving it to bigger places.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have.
When you have it at the rodeo grounds, which is really good. However, you're limited on how many people.
Right.
It's in Reading, and time it's hot, it's dusty, and a lot of ladies have gone through,
are going through chemo. And it's,
right.
So we try to go, now we're trying to go indoors. Yeah. So what would you say the mission statement is?
You know, I mean, you kind of said it is the money raised in your community stays in your community and supporting fellow community members. And, you know, when we first started out, you know, research is a wonderful thing. There's a lot of money that goes to research. But, you know, for us, it was really impacting individuals that are going through chemotherapy and, you know, like we're talking, the travel and all those unforeseen costs that come up. And so it's really just, you know, kind of pretty simple and straightforward. It's just supporting your local community members. And, you know, we're a resource for all the different committees and chapters that we have. Kirsten, you know, she's the main one that works with all those committees. I don't get
our
to do that
go-to.
As much.
Yeah. Hey, is this okay if we do this, Kirsten? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And
what do you think of this? How are we doing? Yeah.
You know, and every event is...
Just a head cheerleader.
Every event can be a little bit different. Like, I mean, what Reading does or Missoula does or... Tucson does, like everybody would do it a little bit differently, right? It's got to fit with the rodeo and being, you know, on the rodeo committee before, you know, like we were talking to a committee last night and the one gentleman, he was kind of quiet. He wasn't saying a lot. He was the committee chair and they asked him like, well, what do you think? And he's like, as long as we open the gates at 7, I don't care. And like, People pay big money to come watch a rodeo, and if they say it's going to start at 7 o'clock, it's going to start. So we are very cognizant of that. And, you know, we're generally try to be done a good hour before the rodeo starts so the women can kind of gather themselves and get to their seating and all that stuff. So, you know, that's super important. And so we pay attention to all those little things as well, and our committees do a fabulous job. I don't get to go to as many. I've been to Lewiston, Coeur d'Alene. I talked to Filer yesterday. I need to get to Filer. I've been trying to get to Reading for years.
Where's Filer?
One of these, Idaho.
Okay.
Yep.
We hope that you can make it this year. And what if you're there, we'll treat you. We'll take you on a houseboat. We always say houseboat. You've got Lake Shasta or fly fish. We've got great rivers. And then, like, at rodeo at night. And then, of course, we've got the Chicks and Chaps event that's happening May 2nd. So that's a perfect kind of time to come and stick around and enjoy some time in Reading and then start with the rodeo. Kirsten, what has it meant for you so far this year in 2025? Like, you know, I remember Oprah used to ask this question, and I love when she said, what was your aha? Then maybe you had that one of those this year.
I think probably we were talking yesterday that we think by the end of this year, I mean, we just kind of had this realization that we're about to, all of these events and all of the money raised, collectively, we're probably going to hit about $4 million.
Oh,
this
man.
Year.
Can I hear applause?
Yes,
that's fantastic.
Bravo.
Yeah.
And it stays in the local areas. Mm-hmm.
And the committees. I mean, let's just, I've been a part of it last year, was really a big part of it, to see just how hard the committees work and the dedication of the women and the men, you know, just getting the t-shirts and getting everything ready for, you know, to have the special, the keynote speakers that come and talk about, like last year we had, you know, our surgical oncologist that came and spoke, and then she broke out and didn't know that, but she had, with her group, Valor Oncology, they broke out and did a line dance, which was hilarious. And then the guy came afterwards that was the choreographer, Bobby Milhouse, and afterwards anybody could stick around and line dance. So it was a lot of fun. Which really coincides with the whole vibey pink rodeo, and then we do a night that's just, you know, for the ticket holders. And so, you know, we just thank you so much for starting something that's so meaningful, that stays with us, because we're all girls, and we all have husbands and girlfriends that support what we do. So Kristen and Kyle, thanks so much. Yeah. Any closing thoughts?
Well, we've just been really lucky.
Few minutes. We have plenty of time.
Okay.
So
the people we've gotten to meet through all of this too are the best people. Like you guys, and I love going to these events because these are my friends. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't feel like a job.
You know, I was going to add one thing, that we had an event last year and this year, but the first year in Bozeman, Montana, and it was just a tailgate, and you know, just like a football tailgate, right? We had a little tent, and we had a little bit of food and drink, and just kind of like yesterday, cocktails and conversation,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we do these grant applications, and it's just a name on the paper, right? Well, in Bozeman, the hospital there brought some survivors, and actually had some women that we had previously helped. So.
Wow.
Whoa.
And as I get older, I get emotional. I don't know where this is coming from. My daughter's looking at me going, Papa, what are you doing? But
it's a beautiful thing.
That, for me, was my why. Because I got to sit and talk to these ladies and hear their stories. We don't get to do that very often. And that was very impactful for me. Like, it was like, okay, we are doing the right thing. And that's really important to us, is it's not hard to do the right thing. But it seems sometimes in today's world, it's hard. But it's really not. So
society would be so much better if we took care of each other better.
Yeah.
You know,
and
concentrate on those things that are positive, and not some kind of weird thought that somebody has and then it leads to weirdness, even more weirdness.
Right.
But just to help each other out.
Yeah.
And Chicks and Chaps is a great example of that. How do
that
we help each other
story,
out?
A great though. You're talking about the why. I think if we all ask ourselves, what's the why for today? And what's the mm-hmm. why behind you doing this event? Or what's the why? And the fact that, you know, we need to look into that. Like, you know, that you were able to see how your Chicks and Chaps program were able to help these women that are either going through it or have survived in the process of it, because it's different for each individual.
Yeah, I mean, some women are, you know, my mother, my wife's mother, my wife's stepmother, all in their late 70s, early 80s, were diagnosed with breast cancer. Two of the three survived and are with us. One did not. But, you know, my mom, she just had a lumpectomy. It was, you know, what, 82 years old. I mean, when you get to a certain age, you should not have to deal with that stuff, in my opinion, right? But she was fine, same with my wife's mother. And so their treatment is very, very short. And then you have others that can have years of chemo and years of treatment, and it just goes and goes and goes.
Continues.
Yep. And so it's always, you know, knowing my wife, it's every year when she goes in for her checkup, it's just a little bit stressful,
because
mm-hmm. there's always that possibility, even though she's 20 years, you don't know.
You don't know.
You know, and so.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you guys. So
last thoughts over
and,
here.
And Kristen,
Kristen.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And, and thank you so much for being with us this morning on KCNR. We just, you know, thank the world of the two of you for starting something so fun but so meaningful. And again, the takeaway is that the funds stay local, and we're able to really turn that around. And I've seen the checks that are written to for local oncology and survivors and that kind of thing.
This year it's going to be May 2nd.
May 2nd.
Before the rodeo, but still going to have rodeo tickets involved and all that. So thank you again. And as long as we're here, you're always going to be guest on our show.
Yeah, we really appreciate it and appreciate your support as always. Thank you.
Right. Have a beautiful day. We're going to take a break.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Jones Fort. Jones Fort Gun Shop is one of the oldest gun stores in California. Expert staff who can quickly assist you with your firearms needs, located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. My mind wandered right then. Or you can give them a call at 530-222-3223, Jones Fort Gun Shop. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsors for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happens.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Redding Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Fort, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio down here at the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. Here for the National Finals Rodeo. This is our first day of broadcasting. We'll be here tomorrow, Friday tomorrow. Tom Glaus, president of the PRCA, is scheduled to join us. With J.B. Stacy from Red Bluff, we'll be talking to him. Friday, Steve Knowles, who is also from the PRCA leadership, and John Growney, famous man when it comes to rodeo from our area, but throughout the United States. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at the Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to serve our Northern California community with the highest standards of patient safety, quality, and care. From emergencies to specialty services, we're here for all your health care needs because your health is our community's priority. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with one of my favorite people, Lee Love.
Morning, sir.
Get that up there closer, buddy.
How's that?
Okay, that's pretty good. Turn you up a little bit more. There you go. That's about all I can turn it up. So just, I know you had a restful night last night.
It was a short one, let's put it that way.
You are the arena director at the Redding Rodeo every year.
That's what they told me, among other things.
You push that up just a little bit. There you go.
One more like that?
Yeah, more like that. And for my producer, Alex, is he sounding okay? Just you can type it in there, or you can say it. Now, what does an arena director do?
I kind of conduct how the rodeo goes that night. We, believe it or not, we actually have a production meeting, and we have a script, and we have to go by that script to stay on schedule due to the TV constraints with the Cowboy Channel.
And so, we're talking a production, your production meeting. I went to one, and it was like a military briefing.
Yes, it's down to the minute. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I was surprised. Everybody that's, you know, has got a part in it.
Yes, and my job is to make sure that we adhere to that schedule, and if we get behind somewhere, I got to find out where we make that up, and I've got to make it up along the way, and I have done it.
How do you do that? Okay, so does that mean if something lasts longer, like if, say a horse is out there and it takes them a while to catch them, that 10, 15 seconds, but you, all of a sudden you're 30 seconds behind?
Well, then you get re-rides and stuff like that, and then it runs into the next event. And that's where my job is to help speed things up, if you will.
Okay.
So, and gain that time back. And, last year, for example, I was actually literally 15 minutes behind going about halfway through after the saddle bronc riding.
Wow.
When we got done, we were supposed to be done at, like 8:45, something like that.
Uh-huh.
It was 8:50.
Okay.
We were done. I was only 5 minutes over.
Okay.
I have ways of making it up. So.
Well, I remember you told me from the time that national anthem is sung and people are running out of the arena, 7 seconds later, the first shoot opens.
That first bareback rider is on the clock.
That's it.
And we give him a 20-second countdown.
Yeah, and so he gets in there, and then boom.
Yep.
Out they come.
Yep.
And see, when you're on TV, that makes another thing. If it wasn't for TV, you got more leeway, I would think.
Well, we do, but yes. But you still want to keep to the schedule.
Oh, sure.
We like to keep our show moving.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to so many that just drag out, and you go, when's this going to be over? We like to keep the action going constantly so that people just literally get their money's worth.
Yeah. So how long does our rodeo last?
About 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Okay.
On average.
2 hours and 45 minutes. Now, having been to the Pendleton Rodeo this year, their rodeo goes on for like 5 hours.
Exactly.
And you say to yourself, well, how can it go on 5 hours? Well, once you're there, there are, you know, they've got real Indian relay races going. I mean, it's just all types of stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that about Pendleton. Cheyenne does the same thing.
Uh-huh.
They've got, you know, the racetrack, and they've got stuff going there all the time, too. So there's just so many things going on. And, those things take time. And
but let's talk about the arena itself, the dirt. It's not just dirt.
Yeah.
And I got into this a couple years ago. I was looking at them, watching, they're taking the humidity of the soil. I mean, it's the dirt in the arena has to please rough stock, ropers,
yep,
barrel racers, team ropers. It's got, it's got to please everybody. How do you do that?
Years of practice. Yeah, it's the buckets, right in front of the bucket chutes, about 30 feet out.
Uh-huh.
It has to be firm.
Okay.
Because in first few jumps, them horses have got to get their rhythm going, and they can't have loose footing.
Right.
Thus they trip, maybe fall.
Yeah.
And injure both horse and rider.
Right.
Out in the arena, farther out. Now you want a little bit softer. The horses can get deeper into the ground to get better footing.
Okay.
You know, so they're not actually slipping or sliding. So yeah, we have to monitor it constantly. The wind comes up and dries it out too much, and people are sitting in a cloud of dust. You know, we got to time the watering just perfectly, and there's a lot goes on.
Yeah. Okay, and then the barrel racers. Yeah, because now they're out there and they're racing at top speed. So where they're making the turns around the barrels, that's a big thing too.
Yeah, we've got to keep that where the footing is good to clear down, because some of those, by the time the 10th barrel racer comes out, or 5th one, I think we rake after every
five. You rake after the 5th.
Yeah, by the time that 5th one goes, that ground is almost a foot and a half deep.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why we come in and rake it. So, you know, it's fair for everybody.
Yeah. And this is, and we're talking about, you know, they are making some abrupt turns.
Oh yeah. They're, I mean,
and I've never seen a horse go down at our rodeo. But I've seen at other rodeos a horse go down,
yeah,
going around that barrel.
Even when it's full of water, you know, after rain or something.
Yeah.
We've actually run faster times in a muddy arena.
Oh, gosh, you know what? And we've been there that time when we had the muddy arena.
Yep.
And we were the only two people in the stands. And we're going, where'd your bike go? And as soon as the rain stopped. And then all of a sudden, the stands were full again. I have no idea where everybody was at. I mean, where did they come from?
I remember that.
Remember that?
I do.
Okay.
So I wanted to talk about when we first got here. In fact, I'm trying to get my microphone turned around here.
You got it.
When we first got here, we went down to, I don't know if you brought this up while I was getting you coffee, Carl, because we're up here so early. And
I love you.
Yeah, we're stuck way up here in the top, and it's kind of cool because at 9 o'clock it's all going to, like, boom. When we first got here, we went down to what we call Ground Zero. We did a live Facebook from Ground Zero, which would be down at the
Thomas Mack.
Why can I just – I'm getting my microphone set up
here.
Your
microphone sounds great.
And we were watching as they were laying dirt because that's a basketball court.
Yep.
And, I mean, like, what companies bring that in, and how do they test the soil, and what do they do in between each? Because that's different. That's indoors.
Yes.
And there's more activity than there is in Reading Rodeo.
Yeah. That dirt is actually stored. It's engineered. And that dirt is stored from year to year. It's taken out, piled, covered, and then brought back in for the next year. It's actually engineered dirt to pack properly and still be able to cultivate it. You know, to groom it and hold and keep its integrity. So, yeah.
So they must pull the basketball court out, and I mean the wood.
Yeah.
And then they've got, you know, their regular surface, and they must have, I don't know how much dirt they would put in there. Two, three feet.
Yeah. It's probably at least 2 feet.
At least 2 feet of dirt, and then they've got all these little skip loaders running around, like, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, there's a dozen of them in there, and then they're compacted.
And you'll never know by looking at it, would you?
No. And then that night,
or
tomorrow night, you're going to see a parade of horses coming through, and all the contestants come out, and they're introduced, and they're all bringing the flags out and everything in a basketball arena.
In a little small arena setting like that. Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal how they do this.
Amazing.
I don't know, maybe 30,000-40,000 people in there.
No, I think Thomas Mack holds 17.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
No, it feels it.
Gosh, it feels. Yes.
Yeah, it feels bigger than
it feels,
that. But,
yes.
You know, but yeah, it's.
And we had a friend that they were with us, and when the rodeo's over, and at the NFR, when it's over, everybody gets up and leaves.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah, rodeo's over.
Yeah.
There's no encores here.
No, more second chances. It's do or die now.
Lee, you've been around rodeo a long time, and what's your favorite part? Or is there a favorite part? Or is it just...
Just the camaraderie, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody works on the same page. And, I've told people this many times, I can go anywhere in the Western United States and know somebody.
Yeah. Well, you've been around it a long
time. Just like being here. It's just a family reunion.
Yeah.
And... Now, once we're done here, we go our separate ways, but we'll see you in May.
Yeah.
I'll see you at another rodeo. You know, it's just a big, big family, and it's a camaraderie.
Well, you see people like Randall comes over. I'd like to see Ellensburg come down. I don't know if Ellensburg's ever come down to our rodeo. St. Paul does.
Yeah.
Of course, Red Bluff.
Yeah. You know, and just not cowboys. It's committee guys. Mm-hmm. It's just... People in general that you may meet, yes.
Well, to me, there's so much, and as rightly so, publicity given to the riders and, you know, the competitors. But, you know, and it, I guess if you had to describe it, they would be the bone and sinew, and maybe even the blood. But to me, the heart of rodeo is the committees. And there's just not, people don't realize that we've got 716 or 720 committees putting on rodeos in the United States in 2025.
Well, and your president, Tom Klaus, yesterday alluded to that.
Yeah.
If it wouldn't be the committees,
there would be no rodeos.
Exactly. Yeah. And these committees work tirelessly. And it's a year-round nonstop process.
It is.
And I know a lot of people don't realize that. Oh, the rodeo's coming to town, you know, da-da-da. Well, it took us a year to get there again.
Yeah.
We start as soon as our Saturday night is done. We take one day to take a breath, and we're starting again because we're already talking about next year, what we're going to do for the next year. And here we go. Off we go again.
Right.
So.
And tickets are on sale now at readingrodeo.com. And we also have Native American Night, Wednesday night, which is fabulous. Our main sponsor for this event is the Redding Rancheria and Wind River. So, you know, the Redding Rancheria employs over 1,000 people supporting local jobs and strengthening our regional economy. I want to do that shout out for them. And so, you know what it's been like being the arena manager when all of a sudden you've got, 60, 70, 80, 100 dancers out there that are, and it's fabulous that they get this spot, and that we've been able to pair up with the Rancheria for dancing.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a great pleasure having them on board and a huge boost for us. And I hope it's for them, too.
Yeah.
It is.
And
we hear them, you know, they love
Jack
the association,
Potter.
Jack and all of them, Tracy. They really appreciate it. They really value the partnership with the Redding Rodeo.
Well, and I know but just by applause alone, when they get done dancing, it's a kind of a fan favorite. So,
yeah.
And it's something that everybody just kind of watches and they really enjoy it.
Well, you know, we were talking with Ted earlier on about now other rodeos, other associations are saying, how did you do this? And he's helping to assist them in starting a tradition like that. And I think it's important. I think that tradition is important. But we got to take a quick break, and we're here with Lee Love, who's the arena director for the Redding Rodeo. But what he does is just the same as what every arena director does, whether you're at the NFR or you are in Podunk, Missouri, and you've got a rodeo that lasts an hour. But the arena director is the man everything revolves around. Everything feeds to him, and he's got to have the type of personality and knowledge. I'm not just, you know, blowing smoke here. To make that run, I've watched you, and you've got that headset on, and you are on it all the time. You got to watch. You are there.
Well,
so.
I try to be in the right places at the right time.
You're doing a great job.
We love working with you, Lee.
We got another 10 minutes here, so we'll be right back after these messages.
This portion of the show.
For the return of our pro football season picks.
Where you just did.
River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. 5 winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. It's our final week. You can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets to our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For 30 years, and she runs now the Axiom Theater. She had a whole spreadsheet where, and the elements is judged, and then Carl. So we should have more rodeo.
I got pulled in.
Hey, we're back, guys. How's it going?
Are you available on May 15th, 16th, or 17th?
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Well, yeah.
And
very important job.
Well, one of them went, I don't know. Well, I guess you better find out then.
Yeah.
But,
I have to ask.
And then, I had to ask my parents.
And what was great was that Nancy was really strict about it. Like, no, your parents can't come in and film you.
Oh, no. It was
and
like.
My parents went, nope, this is like American Idol. You wait out there. And then they have to be able to pick the mic up, and it's a cappella. And it's like, okay, tell us what your name is and write your name down. Because they had their fill out sheet, their picture. and then we could score, blah, blah, and then we could have some tops.
Hey, Carl and Linda, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You're on.
Oh, we are?
You are, yeah.
Oh, that was my gosh. 3 minutes, I hope there, that, buddy. How long was that?
Just like 5 seconds.
Well, what did you hear?
Nothing bad.
Okay. We're talking about the National Anthem competition that's going to be coming up again this year.
Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here, you know, we're still dialing this into perfection here. We should have it by, next Monday.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we're here down at South Point Arena.
No cussing allowed, Carl.
I've been really good. South Point Resort Casino.
When we're off mic and we think that we're muted, we're sitting here carrying on a conversation.
I forgot to mute the mic.
Oh, my God, Carl.
That's on me. Hey.
This whole time?
It's just the first day.
It's just
you
the
mean
first.
This last one?
Hey, do you expect the first, do you expect the first event to be perfect?
We were talking about the National Anthem competition.
That's right.
And we were talking about.
But they were playing the commercials.
But, so anyway.
You know what?
What we want to talk about that with Lee.
Unstress. Okay. The National Anthem competition that you all had last year was wonderful.
And we were talking about was the score and how we had. Nancy Hill, we had Lynn Weinstock Curry and Scott Lewis, and it was really great. Carl was there.
There was nothing
and we tally, we,
about
no,
it.
Not at all, but we tally up, and then we had the spreadsheet, and it's phenomenal. We had 33 people, and there were really, it was great to see the spirit of the people that wanted to come out and audition. So
from
everybody
age,
had a choice.
This was age 5 to 75.
Yes, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
So aptly, because Lee's the one who asked, he's in charge. So he asked if we would do it again this year. So I was just talking about the experience of what it was to be able to have this first community outpour and that we're going to do it again.
Well, and with you spearheading that, that takes a lot of pressure off of me.
Thank you.
Because I don't have to worry about quality people coming in to sing the National Anthem, which is falls under my umbrella. And you and Scott have sang it twice now. Or three times, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's always fan favorites, of course. But last year, you picked some really fantastic talent to come in there and sing that.
Well,
National Anthem, which is, we all know is one of the hardest things to do.
It is hard. And the thing is that there's, you have to get there at 5 o'clock. We have to tell them they have to be there at 5 because you can't wait to park, decide you're going to show up even though it starts at 7. So they have to be dedicated to be able to be there. And there's an honor in wearing the National Anthem, a laminate and I guide them so that, there's a rule about where you can be back. And so I know that that does take something off of you, but then they have to have leadership in how, that whole thing, comes down. So it's an honor for me because when it comes to the National Anthem, we know that that's part of the tradition. It's very important, the prayer and the flag and the color guard and all the things that go on for the rodeo is, we look forward to the, what do you want to call it? The family friendly history, faith, love, support of everything that rodeo brings, that you think of. But we're talking about the show part of it, but Lee, right now, during this whole convention, we're learning about the stock contractors, this virus that's broken out, the protocols that go on with that. Every day, there's something new. So for you, in this particular, the last 3 or 4 days that we've been here, what would you say? Do you have a new takeaway?
We need to be more vigilant on our horse care. My opinion only, I think this could have been avoided, but,
you're talking about the EHB?
Yes.
Okay.
I know most are pretty vigilant about keeping their horses, up to date on their immunizations.
Yes.
But, it's getting very expensive too, and just like people on healthcare, some of their stuff is very expensive. They can't take it. And some people can't afford to buy these, shots that they need to be giving their horses. And I think that's probably how there's just a little lapse in there and something, that's what happens.
What we're talking about is EHB1. It's a equine disease, equine herpes, virus.
Yes.
And, it started back in Oklahoma. It sounds like
at one of the events.
Well, it actually showed up at Waco, Texas.
Oh, Waco, Texas. WPR that's Finals. Right. At Barrel Racing, right? Or was it a...
No, it was a women's rodeo.
Women's rodeo.
For the most part,
and
yeah.
That's where it started. Then it went into Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma.
And we were just in New Mexico, and they had to cancel a big event because they had three horses with it.
Yeah.
Down in that area.
If one takes one, it'll shut down the whole state.
And that's it. And yeah. Because it's airborne. Well, it's airborne, or they can touch or
yeah,
whatever.
It's,
but
it's, yeah, it's very. Also.
Yeah, we heard that one of them had barrel racer had taken a horse out of her trailer, warmed up with the other horses, did a run, took her horse back to the trailer, and she was infected in that.
Yeah.
So they're taking it really, really serious.
Very seriously.
I expect Tom will talk a little bit about it
right.
tomorrow.
Getting ahead
yeah.
of it here,
yeah.
when you think about. Yeah. You know, what they have to do just to be cleared every day.
Well, just to come into this
right.
Nevada right now.
Yeah.
It's like a 10 or 14 day waiting period. And
that's
you have
good.
To, yes. And you have to have a vet certificate, stating exactly that.
And it's got to be within,
across the border.
Yeah, within 5 days, I
yeah.
think. And then temperatures are taken every day.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the symptoms. So, you know, it was terrible that it happened at this time.
Yeah, well.
Anytime, but.
Yeah, everybody was talking about COVID, how they had to shut everything down with that,
yeah.
too. But Cowboys being as resilient as they are,
yep.
they moved it to Texas. Heck, yeah. Well, let's move it again. We'll do it anyway.
Yeah.
So they do
yeah.
it. So, and that's what we're doing. We're doing this anyway.
Right.
We're going to find they've got the protocols in place, and I don't foresee anything happening here.
No. Really. And Lee, you've been involved with stock and horses for a long time. So what, in order to, you know, actually become the arena manager, there's so much more that goes into it. But the knowledge of how many years you've been involved with horses and stock, can you talk a little bit about your history and how that began?
Oh, gosh, I can go clear back when I was knee-high to a tall duck. I mean, I've been around this... I've been around.
If you're around Lee, you'll hear these.
Yeah, I've been around this industry all my life, and
but you used to ride too, didn't you?
Yeah, I
you
used to back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm paying for it now, but it's just in your blood, you know it is, and I enjoy being around the livestock. The smell of the bulls just still gets me all goosebumply. And I miss the snot and the poop and whatever else. I mean, it's just all part of the game, and it's fantastic.
You know, one of the things we keep our animals there at the rodeo where people can walk by and watching the kids get up. And these are some animals that are when you put a rider on them, you just don't want to be around them. But when they're in the corrals there, they're kind of looking over at the kids and everything, and you kind of look at them and going. Well, that's a bucking bull.
You remember
yeah.
Red Rock.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They put kids on him.
Yeah.
He was
bottle raised practically.
Yeah. And there's bulls back in them pens. You can go back there and let them scratch in between the ears, and they're fine. You can. It's amazing how many of those horses you can feed right out of your hand.
Yeah.
You know, but
they know what
they know
for.
Their job.
Yep.
They're just like any other athlete. They know their job. They know when it's time to perform. And when that gate opens, blow the whistle. Here we go.
Well, we got a couple of minutes here. You know, we're really looking forward again to the Reading Rodeo. There's going to be new stuff out there, new events, not new events, but new, you know, specialty acts. And because you always need to keep changing there. I mean, because the basic bareback, saddle bronc, bull riding, barrel racing, steer roping, all of that, that's always going to be there.
Yep.
And it's just the parts in between.
That was my job yesterday. I talked to so many people yesterday. Everything's, I got everything inked out, if you will.
Great.
We're good to go. I got talked to stock contractor. I talked to my specialty acts. And we're all set.
Oh,
and
boy. How exciting.
I'm
a specialty act for 2026.
Actually, it's going to be JJ. He carries a trailer around, and he has all these specialty acts in the back. We never use it. We are this year.
Okay.
Is he bringing his horse out? Is that JJ? Does he
no.
have a horse in his?
No.
Okay.
He doesn't.
Okay.
And we're set to go. I'm going to look for a 2027 contract act while I'm here. And so we'll be ready to go.
All right. And before we close out, thank you so much, Lee Loftus. We do want to thank our sponsors. Wonderful new banners behind us, Wonderland Signs. You did such a great job. You'll see it in a
These
bunch of pictures.
These are pretty cool.
Yeah, Reading Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much. You know, they support the rodeo, and they support us being here, as well as Shasta Regional Medical Center and Jones Fort. And to our title sponsors, Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort Casino, it's been really a wonderful morning. We look forward to tomorrow.
Our schedule tomorrow is the president of PRCA. Tom Glaus will be here, J.B. Stacy from Red Bluff. We're going to have a good day. We're going to be talking about a lot of things that are happening right here at the NFR and the PRCA. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America.
Like a rhinestone cow.
On KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.